It's hard for me to believe, at least, that we are now 40 days away from Pascha, but here we are on the 40th day of Pascha, celebrating the ascension of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And this feast, you can tell by the lack of the number of people here, tends to be overlooked by many of us, and you know, perhaps it's because it falls Wednesday evening, Thursday morning, rather than being on a Sunday like Pascha and like Pentecost. But it's actually an extremely important piece in understanding the life and the work and the ministry of Jesus Christ and how that fits into the salvation history. And the reason I say that is because we hear in the Bible, we've heard even throughout this Paschal season, that there are other people who rose from the dead, who were raised from the dead, including by the apostles themselves. But there was something different about Jesus. We also hear about it in the Old Testament, people rising from the dead. Even Enoch, we hear about being taken up into heaven. And there is the tradition, both in our church as well as in Jewish history, of this idea of Moses also being assumed into heaven. And of course, we in the church profess that the Mother of God was taken up into heaven as well after her death. But there is something different and unique with this ascension, with this story of Jesus Christ. And that is that very specifically, Jesus Christ is not only raised from the dead, but on this 40th day, he ascends into heaven, and the Father seats him at the right hand. And as we hear in the scriptures, and as we will profess and confess in the Nicene Creed shortly, we say that Jesus will come again to judge the living and the dead. And so this is what is unique about Jesus, is that he alone is seated at the right hand of the Father in power and with giving the authority to execute the Father's judgment. And the church makes clear to us in the readings that it assigns today, we hear in Scripture that we will be judged based upon the teaching of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And his teaching is not based upon a set of facts that we learn, and it's not something that we just believe in our heads, but it is a way of life, a way of being. That is his teaching. We hear it throughout the church year. I talk about it many times in my sermons, and we heard it today, if we have ears to hear, in the readings that the church has appointed for this feast of the Ascension. Because we heard in the Gospel that when he was raised up, when he ascended into heaven, he was lifted up. Where did he go? He took them and he led them out as far as Bethany. Where? To the house of the poor. That's where Jesus, the site of his ascension, takes place. And Jesus tells his disciples, we heard this in the epistle reading, Jesus tells his disciples, quit looking up. That's our tendency, right? We look up to God. We look up for answers. And Jesus says, don't look up. Look back down to where you are on earth. Because I'm going to come again. You'll see me when I come again. There will be no mistake when I come again to judge you. And in the meantime, we have to focus here on earth on living out the will and the teaching that he gave to us. And we hear that the disciples did what? They immediately go to the Mount of Olives, the Mount of Mercy. As I've explained before, there's this play in the New Testament because there's one letter different between the oil that comes from the olives and the mercy. And it's considered the Mount of Olives, the Mount of Mercy. So Jesus goes out to the house of the poor. He's taken up into heaven. He tells us, quit looking up, look down, and deal with this mess that you all have created here on earth when we first fell away in the Garden of Eden, and give them my message of mercy, my message of love, my message of reconciliation. And again, we are reminded today that that is the basis on which we will be judged, because this Jesus Christ has been seated at the right hand of God the Father as we celebrate today. To him be all glory, honor, and worship, and may he help us to accomplish his will upon earth forever and ever. Amen.
Pray to the Lord, ye catechumens.
Lord, have mercy.
Let us, the faithful, pray for the catechumens that the Lord will have mercy on them.
Lord, have mercy.
That he will teach them the word of truth.
Lord, have mercy.
That he will reveal to them the gospel of righteousness.
Lord, have mercy.
Unite them to his holy Catholic and apostolic church.
Lord, have mercy.
Save them, have mercy on them, help them and keep them, O God.